I was born in Perth, and my father was in the station with the Black Watch Regiment. Then my father died in 1933, and Mum and I came up to and we lived at Cottage of Free, because my granny and grandfather, Colonel and Mrs. Bullock, they lived at Tomartin House, and she wanted her only grandchild to be somewhere nearby.
Yes.
And Mum's mum lived in Rabuli, and she had two of her unmarried daughters living with her, because my grandfather was killed in the First World War. And there was an article about him in the Courier quite recently. He went out with volunteer regiment things. He'd just been in the TA, and then suddenly he was called to go to France with his soldiers.
That's sad, both father and grandfather.
Yes, I know. Going to visit in the wartime, going to visit Granny at Bewley was bus from Tomartin to Inverness, bus from Inverness to Bewley, walk up to the house, watch the time to catch the bus, return journey. Yes, we didn't have, in the wartime, we didn't have petrol for the car. We went by bus to town, but then of course we had the train. So we could hop on the train for going down sometimes. But otherwise, we bicycled everywhere. And I had a pony and trap. And I drove as much... any job that needed doing involving a pony. Mum said it took twice as long by the time I'd caught the pony and groomed it and harnessed it and got going. She said we'd be there and back by bike, but never mind. I was a willing helper because I enjoyed doing it. And of course there wasn't nearly so much traffic on the road. And then there were army convoys, and then there were great big long vehicles, which they were known as Queen Marys, but they used to take bits of aeroplanes and things, and they were just transport for those days. But I used to stop and hold the pony's head because they rattled and clanked as they went along.
So you went shopping by pony and trap?
Yes.
Into the village?
So I've still got the trap, it's in the workshop, and of course the tires have gone flat now. Was it McDougall Stores in your day or Juniors?
Juniors, I think. McDougall, wasn't it, who started the sewers?
Yes, and because the McDougalls lived at Hazel Bank.
That's right.
The big house there. Yes. And the only bit that wasn't burnt when they had a disastrous fire there was the laundry end. And latterly, Elma Juna lived there. And she had chickens. Mm-hmm. And she used to have, Dan used to go feed the chickens and collect the eggs and things. Unfortunately, there are no pictures of that house. But it must have been quite fine, because there were steps up to the front door, and you could see, most of the stonework went. We never saw it, even with the chimney stacks up, there was nothing.
But the huge trees, they must have been planted.
I know, yes. Because in days gone by, I remember we thought it would be a lovely site for a church with the yew tree sort of avenue leading up to it.